Hello, everybody. This is Nobody, the host of Nobody Knows. I have a bit of news for you all. Today we are going to do a lightning round. Because there are so many questions.
Dear Nobody.
Dear Nobody.
Dear Nobody.
Dear Nobody.
Dear Nobody.
Dear Nobody.
You could really question everything.
Dear Nobody.
You wouldn't believe some of the questions that some people send to Nobody. It makes Nobody wonder how many questions go unquestioned. So, the next time you submit a question to Nobody, if you think Nobody will know the answer to your question, then you should send it to Nobody. That is the litmus test for a good Nobody Knows question. So here's number one.
Why does nobody recognize the work of an artist or poet when he or she is showing us the most important things about our world?
So this question is, why are artists undervalued? People wonder, what is an artist doing? Sure, they are creating interesting things, beautiful things. But are they really doing anything? Couldn't they be doing taxes? That's a very tangible thing to do, taxes. Couldn't they be making furniture? But no, the artist is doing something more mysterious, and so that is why we undervalue. We overvalue doing, and we undervalue being. And the artist presents openings into being. Next question.
Is nobody actually anybody and or anyone?
Am I nobody actually anybody or anyone? Am I you? Do you sound like nobody sounds? Does your voice sound like nobody's voice? Do you have a German kind of accent? Do you find yourself answering someone else's questions all of the time? I imagine that the answer is no. So what are we to understand from this? Well, is nobody anyone? Not exactly. But I do believe here you are on to a deeper spiritual lesson. This lesson is about oneness. By coming to the realization that you are nobody, are we also coming to the realization that you are everybody? And in a way, yes, we are. Because if everybody is nobody, then if we are all nobody, and if we are all nothing, and so we cannot distinguish between one somebody and another somebody. So in that sense, nobody is anybody, if you are following the logic here. Next question.
Is nobody the same as no one?
No. Nobody is not the same as no one. Otherwise, I would interchangeably call myself nobody and no one. Hello, everybody. I am no one. That doesn't sound right. No one knows? Could be the name of the podcast, No One Knows? Nobody knows. Nobody sounds better. Next question.
How long has nobody cared?
I don't understand this question. How long has nobody cared? For a long time, nobody cares. Next question.
Can nothing or nobody liberate more beings more quickly than something or somebody?
Yes. Next question.
I too am a nobody and wonder how many nobodies does it take to make one? Or do they all become a somebody?
How many nobodies does it take to make one? You can't make one out of nobody because it is nothing. There are zero nobodies. So as soon as you have someone, then you have a somebody. And the whole idea with being a nobody is that there aren't many, there are none. Next question. How many nobodies does it take to screw in a light bulb? No, it doesn't say that. Next question.
Dear Nobody, do you know anybody? Asking for a friend.
You're asking for your friend, which I don't know if I believe you there. I think you may be asking for yourself. Yes, I know somebody. Do you get along with just anybody, or do you have preferences for somebody else? And I imagine you have preferences, things that you like, a certain height, a hair color, perhaps an occupation, a minimum salary. I don't know what you like, but I know somebody. But I think you would have to send a picture to nobody, and maybe I could try to set you up with someone. Next question.
Nobody, do you know Mr. Peabody? And what are your thoughts about the Wayback Machine?
Yes, I believe I do know Mr. Peabody. Mr. Peabody is a white dog with glasses that speaks. Doesn't he use a time machine with a young boy with red hair? Do I know Mr. Peabody personally? No, I don't know Mr. Peabody personally, because that is a cartoon talking dog, and nobody is a spiritual master. So it is not very often that I am in close quarters with cartoon dogs, especially. Next question.
Are you nobody until somebody loves you?
No, you are not nobody until somebody loves you. That would be a horrible way to live, waiting for someone else to give your life purpose. We've all been there before, and it is not fun. Next question.
Do you know what trouble I've seen?
Nobody knows what troubles I have seen, I understand. Very funny. This listener thinks they are very clever. We ask for spiritual questions. What troubles have I seen? You've probably seen many troubles if you have to write into nobody with an annoying question like that. Believe me, I'm used to being teased about my name. Because imagine being nobody. Everybody wants to make nobody jokes. Next. This is the final lightning round question.
If nobody hears the podcast, then did I really ask this question?
Well, I am here reading your question, so somebody sent it out. But this is a good question. Here I am, nobody, recording an answer to these questions. How do I know that there are other people out there, that you, my listeners, are out there listening to my answers? I don't really know if you are out there. How do I know for sure that these people are listening? I don't know. It's one of the great insecurities of being nobody and having a podcast. Nobody knows who is listening to Nobody Knows. Perhaps one day I will send out questions. I will simply record an episode of Nobody Knows, and it will just be questions for my listeners. Like, which is your favorite episode of Nobody Knows? Or I might ask, who is your favorite, nobody or somebody? I might also ask you for restaurant recommendations. Perhaps you have an accountant that you like. What about how to make money as a spiritual teacher on a podcast? That would be good to know. Well, that is our lightning round. So many questions, so many answers, and we did it all very quickly. Thank you for listening to Nobody. Please continue to send in your questions. Please continue to spread the word about the podcast. And now nobody has to recharge their spiritual battery, because nobody's used up all of the good stuff. So if you'll excuse me, until we meet next time on Nobody Knows.